BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Jehoshaphat's Victory.
Jehoshaphat was king of Judah, and it was a time of peace. Suddenly, the nations of Moab and Ammon decided to unite together and fight against Jehoshaphat. As they moved towards Judah, they enlisted the nation of Edom to help them. A massive army encamped on the west side of the Dead Sea. Jehoshaphat was terrified. He stood before the people of his nation and prayed, "Oh Lord, you're the God of heaven. You're the one who gave this land to your friend Abraham. You said we were to trust you when we were in trouble. Well, look. Look at the massive army that has come to destroy us. We're not able to fight against them. We don't know what else to do but look to you." Suddenly, the Spirit of God talked to the king through a prophet. "Don't be afraid of this vast multitude. This is my battle, not yours. Tomorrow, go against them, but watch. You'll see them coming, but you don't have to fight them. Get your army in position, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't be afraid. I'm with you." The next morning, the army of Judah got up early and marched towards their enemies. Jehoshaphat appointed people to sing for the Lord. They were positioned in front of the army. As they went, they sang, "Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever." Once the army was in position, the people shouted and praised the Lord. Their enemy became confused. Suddenly, the Ammonites and the Moabites turned against those from Edom and totally destroyed them. At this point, their anger and their frustration was at a high pitch, so they turned and started killing one another. As the army of Judah watched, the Ammonites and the Moabites kept killing one another until they were all dead. When the army of Judah arrived on the battlefield, they found no one had escaped. For some reason, their enemies had brought a large amount of valuables onto the battlefield. So Jehoshaphat told the people to gather it up. There was so much that the people gathered for 3 days. Finally, they couldn't carry anymore. So they met together on the 4th day just to praise God. Then, with Jehoshaphat in the lead, they returned to Jerusalem. They met together with their families at the temple and sang praise to the Lord. All the nations around Judah heard about this great victory, the victory God had given his people. They were terrified. None of them attacked Jehoshaphat as long as he lived. So there was peace in the land, and all was quiet.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.